Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 102 is brought to you by careerwonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at careerwonder.com. Well, as we begin 2018, there are probably more question marks about the ATP Tour than the WTA Tour for the first time in a dozen years or so. There are a number of big-name players expecting to return this year from extended layoffs due to injury, and some who are still currently trying to get healthy for the year's first major in Australia. So let's dive right in. Now let's talk about Federer and Nadal. Obviously, they both had phenomenal 2017 seasons, with each player adding two more majors to already lofty respective totals. Nadal finished 2017 back on top as world number one, with Federer a close second. You know, it was fantastic to see arguably the two greatest men's players of all time have the kind of resurgence they had after each had essentially been written off after they had their 2016 seasons cut short due to injuries. But that was last year. Let's keep in mind that Federer is now 36 years old, and although his style of play is extremely efficient, 36 years old in men's tennis is 36 years old. Nadal is only 31, but has a lot of mileage on those knees from his brutally physical style of play. You know, I guess what I'm saying is, as much as we as fans may want to see it, we should not expect an encore this year from Federer and Nadal. Although between the two, I believe Federer is more likely to win another major in 2018, particularly if the playing conditions are fast. I also believe Federer will hold up better physically than Nadal. Now, Federer begins 2018 very well-rested, healthy, and injury-free. For Nadal, I believe the French Open will likely be his best and perhaps only chance to win another major in 2018. Now, I know that may seem like a tough prediction, given that Nadal won two majors last year and came close to winning a third. However, he was healthy for most of last year. Now, Nadal will be favored to win his 11th French Open if he is healthy. And with Nadal, that's always a big if. Nadal recently pulled out of some of the tune-up events this month leading into the Australian Open. If you recall, he had to withdraw from the 2017 year-end finals because of a knee injury. So it would appear he feels he's not quite fit just yet, but we'll see in a couple of weeks. 2018 will also mark the returns of several other big-name players: Djokovic, Murray, Wawrinka, Raonic, Nishikori, all of whom had to prematurely shut down their 2017 seasons due to injuries. Now, Djokovic did not pick up a racket for over 4 months after having elbow surgery. Djokovic has also pulled out of some of the tune-up events ahead of the Australian Open this month, citing pain in his surgically repaired elbow. So there are still some question marks regarding his fitness as the year's first major draws near. Andy Murray was hampered by a hip injury for most of last year. The last tournament he played was Wimbledon. Now, Murray has played some exhibitions in his return from injury, but he is still far from regaining top form. But you know, unlike the wait-and-see situations with Nadal and Djokovic, Murray appears to be at least healthy enough to be on court. Now, he is scheduled to play this week in Brisbane, but again, still a question mark at least at the start of this year. As for Wawrinka, Raonic, and Nishikori, they too have withdrawn from tune-up events leading into the Australian Open. So, you know, everything is a little bit up in the air right now as far as some of the more established guys are concerned. As for the next-gen stars, look, it wouldn't be surprising if we saw one of them break through and win a major this year. I think the combination of their continued progress and improvement, along with the health uncertainties and, dare I say, possible incremental decline of the big three, plus Murray and Wawrinka, may crack that door open a bit wider than in previous years. Now, in this group of future superstars, most of the attention will probably be on Sasha Zverev. Now, Zverev won his first two career Masters 1000 titles last year, defeating Djokovic in the finals of the Italian Open and Federer at the Canadian Masters. However, at the Grand Slams, Zverev's best result was getting to the fourth round at Wimbledon, so he'll need to improve on that as he enters 2018 as the number four player in the world. And the same can be said about fellow next-gen player and current world number five, Dominic Thiem. Now, Thiem has reached the semifinals of the French Open each for the last 2 years, but You know, he had some crushing losses from which I think he'll need to rebound this year. The one that comes to mind was the 5-setter he lost to Del Potro at the US Open after being up 2 sets. Now, it wasn't so much that he lost, but the manner in which he lost. You know, Del Potro was battling an injury and struggling throughout the match. Team essentially lost focus and discipline and was unable to regroup. Now, as a big fan of teams, it was tough to watch. You know, but look, it's a new year, and with it, hopefully some selective amnesia and a clean slate. So what are we expecting to see in 2018? Well, for starters, I think we're going to have a breakout from a couple of the next-gen stars. In particular, 20-year-old Denis Shapovalov, who appears poised to continue his climb up the ranks. Now, I don't know if he's ready to win his first major, but he will definitely be one to watch this year. I also think we'll likely crown one or two first-time Grand Slam singles champions for the first time since 2014 when Marin Cilic won the US Open. The winner or winners could come from the next-gen group, whether it's Zverev, Kyrgios, Team Sock, or perhaps Shapovalov, or the one-time next-gen group who are now in their mid to late 20s, which include Dimitrov, Raonic, Nishikori. Federer may add, you know, another major to his tally, but the Grand Slam stranglehold by the big three, plus Murray and Wawrinka, will likely come to an end in 2018. Regardless of how things unfold, 2018 on the ATP Tour appears set to have its share of breakthroughs, shocking upsets, twists and turns, at least in the early going. So let's sit back and enjoy. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.